You can't escape my love. I'll hold you tight through the night. So don't you be afraid. My arms will wrap around you, and I'll keep you safe inside this place, inside these walls of strength. You'll never be alone. I'll love you forever and always. So don't be shy and kiss me sweet tonight.
Well, good morning, my love. Don't worry. Everything's all right. The Exorcist, yes. Well, after I smelled that person, I put you to sleep and hid you away. And once they discovered that I was a nine-tailed fox, they weren't up for talking too much. It's all right, I promise. Yes, I did get a little hurt, but any wound is worth it for you, my love. So long as I can protect you, no pain is too great to endure. Shh, 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 shh. Don't get up. Now, stay laying on my tails. Just let me stroke this beautiful hair. The sleeping spell hasn't fully worn off yet. If you get up and overexert yourself, you might get disoriented and fall. Don't worry. They won't be able to hurt me anymore. And then, thankfully, I was able to question them before they died. Yes. I had to kill them. Oh, don't worry. I burned the Exorcist to dust with my foxfire. So there's no evidence of their existence. It's as if they were never here at all. Why were they here? Well, the information I got was rather curious. Apparently, they were looking for you and your brother. I never knew you had a brother. Oh, a twin brother. That's wonderful. But you do not know why he would be in Japan. I can't believe I never thought to ask about your family. Please, tell me more, my love. Tell me everything. Your mother betrayed your father. Oh, that's terrible. And after your father left for Japan, you tried to stay in contact with your brother, but never received a reply. You two were both so close before. You think it was your mother that prevented it? She seems very possessive. Well then, it makes sense that she would send an exorcist to search for you. Yes, ever since I brought you to the spirit world, your very presence has been making me feel stronger. I thought it was just the love I had for you, but it seems I was wrong. Though I won't deny my love for you makes me 1,000 times stronger. I wonder, have you always attracted spirits? You have. Oh, but only good spirits. Well then, that should tell you something about me, now shouldn't it? Hey, what's with that face? That won't do. No. No, there we go. There's that gorgeous smile. We can talk about something else if this is too difficult. you sure? Okay. Good. I am curious. So, has your mother always been controlling? No. Oh, so she was kind before the separation. I wonder if your father leaving her drove her to that place of hatred. It's so sad. So, tell me about your father then. A shy, quiet man, but helpful and understanding, that's good. And whenever your mother scolded him, he just smiled? Okay, that sounds strange. And they were deeply in love, your parents. How did he react when he found out that she had strayed? He cried for the first time in front of you. For 4 days? Wow, he must have really loved her. What did he do after his tears had dried? He changed. How? He ignored your mother and even pushed her away when she got near? Wait, he called her a disease? Wow. And don't get me wrong, what she did was horrible, but what he said is justified by his brokenheartedness, but he didn't sound like the type to get violent. Especially considering how kind you are. Oh, he didn't see her as human anymore. As a living being, so he had no qualms of getting violent with her if she got near? Wow. It sounds like he really changed. She must have hurt him and he didn't know how to handle it. It must have been so hard for you and your brother. Well, rest assured, I would never cheat on you. No, I'll be loyal forever to you and only you. I promise. I won't ever abandon you. I give you my word as a goddess. I'll always be yours. No one may touch my body but you, my darling. Just as no one else may ever have my heart. So, let me ask. That exorcist said if they found you, they would have to purify you. Do you know what they meant? Wait, honey, don't get up just yet. You're still... Take off your shirt? Okay. These burns on your back. What happened? No, it can't be. Your mother did this? She blamed you and your brother for her cheating? But you took all the punishment yourself to save your brother from her rage. Oh, my love. You poor thing. To think that she could do that to you. Your own mother. I'll kill that fucking whore. I won't let her live another day for what she has done to you, my darling. I'll make sure she suffers so completely that she will beg for mercy for all of eternity. Satan himself will marvel at the punishment I'll give that bitch. I'll make her scream and beg for mercy. End her life just to bring her back over and over again. Torture her until her mind completely breaks and she begs and pants like a fucking dog for more beatings. But then I'll... honey, you kissed my cheek. You really gave me a kiss. But why now? No. Really? You are starting to think that you were wrong. That you want to be with me. Oh, baby. You don't know much about me, do you? If we're going to be together, you really ought to know. My name? Oh, I can't believe I've never told you. How could it slip my mind? No, my name is Kilala, my darling. So, I don't mean to press my luck, but... does this mean we can finally mate now? Oh, please say yes. I can't hold myself back anymore. It's fucking torturous to have you so close and not truly have you. Please, oh please just say that I get to feel you inside of me now. No? No? No, but why not? You need your brother to be here for our wedding ceremony. And you want the ceremony before you give your body to me. Before we make love. Oh, that's so sweet. All right, baby. If it's that important to you. You know, if your brother is here in Japan, I can locate him. Oh, but before I do... if we're having a wedding ceremony, there is someone else I would like to invite. Her name is Kina, and she is a kitsune spirit. She has always been very loyal to me and has never showed me any fear. And I respect her and want her to be there for such a momentous occasion. What do you think? Really? Oh, thank you, darling. This will give her hope as well. She was lovelorn, just like me, and she hasn't found her forever yet. I'm sure seeing us get married will give her hope in finding her mate. And if we are inviting family, would you like your father to attend the ceremony too? Perfect. He is spiritual, like you. Really? Oh, your mother hated that about him. I must know. That phone call you made before. Why did you call your mother if she's such a terrible person? Your father's phone was off and you didn't want to drag your brother into this. And you thought if she came, I might kill her. You devious thing. I like your thinking. I wonder, though, did your mother ever really love your father? I believe that to truly love someone means to love their faults, virtues, quirks. Even if something about them is kind of annoying, you love that too, because it's part of what makes them who they are. What? You... really? You love how... my obsession with you. My violent devotion, it's... oh, my love. The more I know you, the harder I fall for you. Oh, fuck it. I can't wait anymore. Oh, come to mama. Those clothes are about to be destroyed. You better like it rough, because I want you to be feral, dominant. you to be my alpha. Now come here. My arm. What? A talisman? Oh no. More exorcists. How did I not sense them coming? Oh shit. They're everywhere. You have to run, my love. I said go. Please. Honey. Wait. Why are you defending me? I said go. What? No. Save yourself. Please. No. It's dark. Darling, where are you? Darling! No. No, 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 this isn't happening. My beloved has been taken. Those fuckers are about to die. Every single one of them. And all of their descendants. Men, women, children. I'll slaughter them all. They just fucked with the wrong goddess. But I'll need help. The only other fox spirit close is Kina. And I know I can trust her to have my back. I'll give her anything she wants. No price is too high for saving my beloved. And killing all those who would do him harm. Here I come, Kina.